From WHYY in Philadelphia.
And you thought majoring in liberal arts was risky? Get ready for another adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our hero, Eleanor had returned home to find...
Esther LeSharque is in charge of my radio show?
She's really tough!
I demand results! OGN News is beating you in the ratings!
OGN News, the evil cable news channel not so secretly controlled by the Omicron Gammas.
And made possible by the Brunswick Academy.
Barry, we're going to infiltrate the Brunswick Academy and blow the lid off OGN News.
Don't screw this up, Amplified. This is your last chance, or I'm taking you off the air permanently.
Watch out, Eleanor. Knowledge doesn't always lead to wisdom.
New students, welcome to the Brunswick Academy. Don't forget, you have been selected out of hundreds of thousands of applicants. You are the smartest, most ambitious, most elite students who can afford to go here in the entire world.
Barry, we're going to be posing as normal college students, okay?
Yeah, normal. What does that mean?
You know, be casual. Did you bring a frisbee?
No, that's casual?
Forget it. Look over there. See that group of well-dressed youngsters? Let's go talk to them.
Are you nuts? They're clearly the cool, smart, mean kids.
Barry, you've seen too many movies. Come on.
It was Milton Friedman who said, put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert and...
Hi there.
Sup?
Identify yourselves.
We're new here. I'm Leia, and this is my brother Luke.
New, are we?
Did you bring a frisbee?
No, we forgot it.
Lame.
Barry.
Who plays frisbee?
What's your opinion of Nietzsche's Zarathustra?
It's okay.
Correct.
It is okay.
My name is Blair Buckingham Churchill, and this is my lackey, Monroe Monroehamshire.
You're charmed, I'm sure.
Yeah, so you guys are all evil, right?
Time to go. We don't want to miss Pratt's lecture.
Yeah, that's where we're going too. Pratt's lecture.
You're going to Advanced Themes in Modern Media Manipulation?
Both of you?
Yep.
Well, that's suspicious. Oh, very well, let's go.
Everyone, take your seats. I see a lot of new faces, so here are the rules. No speaking out, no dissenting, no arguing. I tell you what to think. Have you got it?
Yes, Mr. Pratt.
Good. Now, as this is the first day, I'll start with the basics. Pratt's theory of rightness and wrongness. You, Pointy, make an assertion.
Me, sir?
Yes, assert something. Say something you believe.
I don't like candy apples.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. Candy apples are delicious. They are wonderful and amazing, and you do like them. You are wrong, and I am right.
Okay, I like candy apples.
And that's Pratt's theory of rightness and wrong. And it is through this prism that we can understand how to manipulate the modern media. Example. Say you're a powerful person, a CEO, or better yet, you're a politician. Say that you've stolen taxpayer money, and a reporter asks you on camera, did you steal that money? What do you say? You, back there.
Me?
Yes. What do you tell the reporter?
Admit the truth, apologize sincerely, and immediately quit.
Well, it's back to the private sector for you. Wrong. You there, next to her. Did you steal the taxpayer money?
No.
Oh, no?
Barry.
I got this.
But I have proof you stole the money.
It wasn't me. You're wrong. And this is a witch hunt. And furthermore, everyone steals, so you're a hypocrite. What's your agenda?
Perfect. Yes, yes. Did you see how he turned the tables? Excellent.
So you're teaching these kids to just lie?
No. You don't just lie. You also deny, deflect, and change the subject. Weren't you listening?
Ugh.
Now, this assumes you're talking to some real reporter. But what if you're talking to a flack? Yes, this is your chance to not only get away with stealing, but much, much more. Observe. You again.
Luke.
Luke. Aren't you mad that certain people are accusing you of stealing taxpayer money?
Yes, that does make me mad.
Me too. We should change the laws to protect people like you.
I agree. And we should punish people who don't agree with us.
Ooh. Magnificent. Well, I'm spent. We should let Luke here teach the class. Everyone, take the rest of the day off.
I'm gonna be sick.
I was just reading the room, Eleanor.
Well, you were remarkably good at it.
Hey, Luke, that was amazing.
Yes, we're very impressed. I haven't been impressed for 13 years.
Do you want to join our club?
What club?
We weren't inviting you, Leia.
Hey, anywhere I go, Leia goes too.
Fine, but it's super secret, so don't tell anyone else about it.
Okay.
Go to the ancient stone temple at the center of campus at midnight.
All right.
Do you have black robes?
You need to wear black robes.
See you tonight.
Well, this is one of the creepier things we've done.
Yeah, and I spent the last of my paycheck on these stupid robes.
Can't we expense them?
No, the shark is really cracking down. Hey, is this it?
I think so. It's the only ancient stone temple I can see. Here we go.
Enter.
Nice place you've got here.
Silence!
Okay.
Shh! Ow! Quit it!
Ow!
Follow me.
Are really paying off. Today's agenda items. Number one, bake sale. This Tuesday. Gustav, that's you, correct?
Yep, all set.
We've got those marshmallow squares, right? Gustav, if we don't have marshmallow squares, someone's going to be in the snake pit Tuesday night, okay? Number two, clandestine cyber attacks on World Banks. Lucy, that's you?
Yep, we're looking good, Blair.
Keep it up, Lucy. And finally, new recruits. Everyone, welcome Luke and his sister Leia.
Hi.
Hello.
Luke and Leia, we are...
The Nightdarian Society.
The world of Nightdarian, which is contained in our sacred tome, is our only law.
What does that mean?
Silence, recruit.
Sorry, jeez.
Our secrets will be revealed to you if you accept the challenge of Exior.
Exior, Exior, Exior.
What say you, recruits?
Sure, why not?
Ellen, Leia, are you sure about this?
What else are we doing?
Excellent! Open the catacombs!
What?
This is the oldest chamber in the school. It is the site of Brunswick's first computer lab. Inside is an early personal computer programmed to play a special game designed by a direct descendant of Vincent von Zweck. It's called Exior's Maze.
Cool.
You must complete the maze to join our society. If you lose the game, the door to the catacombs will never reopen.
Oh.
You know, I think I changed my...
Good luck.
No.
Dagnabbit. Phone. Call the police.
Nope. Sorry, I have no reception.
Ugh. Okay, Barry. I'm gonna need you to beat this game.
Let's see what we've got here.
Welcome to Axior's Maze. Do you wish to continue?
Interesting.
What's going on?
It's an old game, all right. It's completely text-based, but the computer itself has a voice modeler.
I don't understand.
It's a role-playing game, but we have to imagine what's happening. There are no graphics and no controllers. We have to type out our commands on the keyboard.
You have entered Axior's Maze. You are in a room. There is a single door. On the ground lies a skeleton, a bag of coins, and a glass of water.
What do we do?
Well, obviously we need the objects on the floor, right?
I don't know.
Pick up coins.
You picked up the bag of coins.
There you go.
Pick up glass of water.
You picked up the glass of water.
Now we're cooking.
Go through door.
You enter a new room. There are two doors, one to the right and one to the left. A small elf is crying in the corner.
Aw.
That's weird.
Well, we've gotta help him. Give elf water.
The elf stops crying and drinks the water. The elf thanks you.
Okay. Ask the elf for help.
The elf likes you.
Phew.
The elf motions to the door on the left.
Barry, you're good at this.
Ah, these games aren't hard. Go through door on the left.
You open the door on the left and enter a new room. You are quickly swarmed by hungry gramlorks and eaten.
What?
Two lives remaining. You are in a room. There is a single door. On the ground lies a skeleton.
Great.
Okay. I didn't see that coming, but it's okay. Go through door.
You enter a new room. There are two doors, one to the right and one to the left. A small elf is standing, innocently, in the corner.
Go through door on the right.
You enter the room on the right. It is cheerful, sunny, and bright, but quickly fills with poisonous gas.
Oh, come on!
Ah, Barry!
You collapse and are eaten by gramlorks. One life remaining.
We can't mess this up or we'll never get out of here.
I know that. This is our last chance.
Good gravy. Don't get stuck inside playing video games. That's the fastest way to fail out of college. Will our heroes escape this treacherous and sort of nerdy maze? Will all the time Barry spent playing computer games finally pay off? Find out in the next adventure of Eleanor Amplified.
Eleanor Amplified is made possible by a generous gift from the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund. So I've been trying to convince my boss that we need to make Eleanor Amplified t-shirts. But he doesn't care about my opinion. He cares about your opinion. Do you want t-shirts, mugs, posters? Tell us. Drop us a line at eleanoramplified@whyy.org. Thanks.